to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at, in Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Here.
Chong?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes, ma'am.
First up, we have minutes of January 27th and February 18th. Okay, any discussion on any of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain from the 18th.
Do you have any correspondence? Anything new that came in?
I do not know.
Okay. All right, that takes us to our council appearance. We have our Municipal Alliance Coordinator here this evening. Ms. Rupture, please. And if you'd just give your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Dorothy Rupture. I'm at 2 Lambert Street in Washington, New Jersey. I want to first of all thank you all for having me here this evening. It is kind of with regret that I am giving and turning over the reins of the Municipal Alliance after 14 years to hopefully a newly appointed Alliance Coordinator. My husband and I and my son are retiring to South Carolina in June. So I want to thank Council so much for all the support over the years. You guys have been absolutely awesome, terrific to work with. We have helped so many children over the course of the last 14 years. We just successfully merged with Mansfield Township. That solidifies a good portion of funding, which we were always grappling with to try to make ends meet. We had a new needs assessment this year, which we had to do from soups to nuts, looking at all of the different factors regarding our students. We totally revamped our programming to target where the need is. We forwarded over for your review just kind of a brief encapsulation of the programming that we are going to be going with. Very well received from the community, from the parents, supporting of the schools. So our goal was basically to create a long-term, sustained, supervised drug and alcohol prevention program. As we all know, heroin is just absolutely running rampant. They call it epidemic proportions. Here in Warren County, the influx is just absolutely overwhelming. I serve on the regional coalition in Warren County, Sussex County, and I know Mary Jo Harris was here not too long ago talking about that. So we have our hands full. To say the least. So with that, I'm going to bring up, hopefully, our newly appointed Alliance Coordinator, Hope Hollenbeck. Hope is our school assistant counselor at the Warren Hills Regional Middle School, so she is right in the middle of where it all happens and where it all starts. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Hope.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you.
Good luck to retirement. Enjoy it.
Send us a card once in a while. A little postcard of a beach somewhere around December.
So I'm excited to be filling some really big shoes that I've come to kind of learn about as this process has been kind of handed down to me. Like Dorothy said, I work at Warren Hills Middle School with 7th and 8th graders and also some incoming 6th graders and transitioning the 8th graders to the high school. So I'm the student assistance counselor and also a guidance counselor there, so I kind of get to see a lot of what goes on with the kids, what kind of trends are kind of happening in the community and in the school, And Dorothy actually had me involved last year with the summer rec program doing some prevention work, and I really enjoyed it, and it was very well received. The data showed the kids really learned a lot from it. So I'm excited to kind of grab the reins and see what we can do from a coordinator perspective and getting some services in there and some long-term programs throughout the year instead of just, you know, the summer.
Where do you live, Ms. Holliday?
I actually live in Ewing, New Jersey right now.
I'm sorry.
In Ewing.
Ewing, New Jersey.
Yes. I actually grew up in Washington, went to Warren Hills, the borough, in my elementary school, and then graduated from the high school, and my parents still live here. So deep roots in the community, but unfortunately an hour commute right now.
Yeah. But when it's a snowstorm, you complete it, you think.
Yes, I do. Any questions?
Is it a big problem in the middle school, like drugs, or it doesn't really start till high school?
I would be naive to say it's not going on at the middle school. I will say that in the past 2 years, our numbers have been a lot lower than they were when I initially started. I know the high school does experience some more. We do random drug screens at the middle school 3 times a year.
Oh,
the high school
really?
Does it.
In the middle school? Huh?
Mm-hmm. And the high school does it more frequently, and they've popped up a few this year. Mm. But the middle school, knock on wood, we've been all right. But
well, because of programs like this. So.
Yeah, and we're really, you know, the kids kind of see if something does happen, you know, it's dealt with, and we kind of try and do a lot of prevention, a lot of positive school climate, you know, just really showing our faces and offering a lot to the kids to keep them busy and engaged inside of school instead of, you know, walking around and finding trouble. So.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Sorry. We have a motion to accept the report, I assume.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the report that was given to us this evening? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, you have something, Rich?
Yeah. Is it possible to get a tally or how much we spent in salt and how much salt we used in the past winter?
Well, that won't have to anything to do with this report.
He's talking about the alliance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm.
Any opposed? Or abstentions? Okay. That brings us to the audience portion, so I'll open it up for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. Sir. You give your name and address for the record, please.
Dick Langone. I live at 25 Hahn Street here in the borough.
What can we do for you, sir?
I just wanted to talk about what I see as a problem, a littering problem caused by the Warren Reporter. A couple months ago, I talked to Rich about it. Because I walk every day through the borough, and in doing so, I noticed that there were a number of properties here with multiple copies of the paper just thrown there on the either on the lawn or sometimes on the sidewalk, or they even end up in the gutter. And I noticed that on all the streets that I walk on, and I imagine it's probably the same problem on all the streets here in the borough, but the worst case of it that I saw was at 147 West Washington Avenue, at the corner of West Washington and South Wadland. There are 20 copies there, just thrown there. And you can tell they've been there a long time.
Do you believe the home is occupied?
No. Yeah. See, in most cases, I guess these are vacant properties.
Okay.
But like in the case of 147, I mean, that's been vacant for quite a while, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and but then in some cases, they're occupied properties. And like I said, and it's funny because now that there are all that snow, we have all that snow, you wouldn't be able to see them there at 147. But they're still throwing copies on top of the snow.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I talked to Rich about it.
I haven't been getting a Warren Reporter in my area at all.
And I don't get it anymore.
Well, I just got to say that down the street from me, on the corner and around the corner, any of the vacant houses, they just throw it, and it builds up just like he's saying. So, you know.
Maybe you can reach out to them and ask them to do like a reevaluation of subscribers or something.
Well, it's not subscribers.
Well, I know, but that to Well, she has to carry you. Clearly, if someone's on tape, you know, the 20 there, clearly the place is, you know.
Well, like Rich said, if they see more.
The more you can throw it on your lawn. Mm-hmm. The thing is that you have to hold the property owner responsible for actually picking it up and doing something.
Because I have a neighbor that he throws it across the street and I get on his arm.
I don't even get the one that's worth about.
Yeah, but see, and the problem is, though, these carriers, I mean, they don't care. Like Rich said, if they see a copy there, then they shouldn't throw another one at it.
Right.
They're paid to throw it out the window. That's
they just
that's
get, they want to get rid of it, and they don't care.
Yeah. They're paid to get rid of however many copies they've been given to get rid of.
And I talked to Rudy about it, and he said he hasn't been successful in the past, even in trying to give him a summons. Because it went to court, supposedly he said it was thrown out because of the First Amendment.
For yeah, throwing it onto the lawn, yeah, but...
Yeah, but doesn't a property owner have rights?
If there's no property under there...
The way the warren reporter works, if you call them and tell them you don't want it...
Right, exactly.
It doesn't.
It doesn't work that way?
No,
it's supposed to work that way.
I called three times, and the third time I called, this was just recently, in January I called twice, and... they didn't deliver it the following week, but then they delivered it again. And I said, look, if I get it again, okay. I'm serious about this, I'll take you to court. I'm still getting it. So I was going to talk to Rudy about it, and I was going to ask him if he could just, you know, issue them a summons, and I'll go to court.
You called and you said you don't want it, but meanwhile, I don't get it at all. Yeah. Our whole block don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, you can come over and pick it up then from my land.
For the longest time, I didn't get it. I wanted it, you know, just for one particular circular that was in it.
It all depends how they feel.
It depends which carrier you're dealing with. And that's something that I'm sure they change carriers frequently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not a...
Well, I don't think they're paying that much.
But can we have Rudy look into that as far as just junk on the porches or on the properties?
The same thing with the phone books. They're just laying all over too.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I've seen like you, some property owners that they look at it and they kick it out into the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't you just pick it up and throw it away?
Yeah,
but I mean it's not their responsibility.
If it's on their property, actually it is. If somebody comes mm-hmm. along and litters on your property, it is your responsibility to clean it up, mm-hmm. unless you saw who did it and the police are called, and then they can make them clean it up or reimburse you for the cost of cleanup.
Right.
But, you know, if I took a truckload of junk over to your house and dumped it on your lawn and nobody saw it, it's your responsibility to clean it up.
Right.
You know, it is your property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if somebody saw me do it, then you call the police, I get a fine, and I pay for the cleanup.
And I told them that I don't want it because I get the express times and they deliver it with the express times. Because evidently all the papers are wrong because they get the Huntington Democrat, the Warren Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
They're evidently owned by the same company. So I told them, I said, I don't need another copy. I said, so don't deliver it. Well, I guess, you know, if you say I'm responsible as a property owner, then I'll just go to Rudy and say, hey, look, give him a summons, and I'll go to court with him. See what happens. But as a property owner, I mean, I have rights too, especially under the code, because the code specifically includes newspapers.
Yeah, this comes up every few years. There's somebody who doesn't like it and comes to us, and I can't tell you that I remember everything about it, but I do know that they do have the right to throw that paper on everybody's lawn.
You know, particularly, this is a good indication of a problem where it is a buildup of newspapers in front of somebody's property. Most of the people will pick it up,
yeah.
You know, of course, in our community. But in the vacant homes, that's where there's really a problem. It's more of a problem there, and the thing is, maybe, you know, this is another reason we should really do something about the nuisance ordinance with this litter and specifically target the vacant properties, and this way, you know, the banks or whoever is in receivership of these properties or whatever can be responsible, because they have... People do the maintenance of the property in general. They do lawn maintenance. These people can maybe be hired to be paid to pick up the litter too, that's there. Because it's also an indication to these vagrants that this house is a vacant house because there's accumulation of litter there. I mean, you know, it's a big problem.
So that could be a problem for the police then.
Yeah, exactly. So
it could become a health issue too.
It becomes a bigger and bigger problem.
After enough of it.
I do remember to go, we tried this before, go to court, and the First Amendment didn't have a place.
Yeah, for throwing it onto the lawn. I don't think that applies to the property owner to clean it up, though. Mrs. Klimko, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, there was a problem years ago with the, like, on our street, they don't even throw them on people's lawn. They throw them in the road. So no one's going out picking them up in the road. But I know years ago, my son is 27 now, and he was like 13 years to deliver. He had like 700 papers to deliver. Do you know how many people actually wanted that paper? Five. Mm-hmm. People would literally chase us through Shabacon and threaten our lives if we left that paper in their driveway. So I questioned what to do about it, and the borough had actually contacted the forum and said, we have empty properties, homes that are up for sale, why do you keep throwing the papers on the porch or on the sidewalk or in the driveway? You go there the next week and the paper's still there, don't leave another one. And I know, I think Alan Fisher was still here. Alan had called Star Gazette and the forum and told them in our town and in the borough, if you see a paper there from the week before, either the people are on vacation, they don't live there, it's an empty home, it's for sale, whatever the situation, do not leave the paper. And that if the papers were left not on the person's property, if they were left like on the sidewalk or they were left in the road, that the borough was then going to charge the paperback for going to clean them up.
Mm.
Because
That's what I was trying to get at.
But yourself, I would just talk to whoever answered the phone in the paper. I would ask
the higher up.
Exactly. I would ask to go to the owner of the paper and say, repeatedly call and say, I don't want the paper, please stop throwing it.
Yeah, well, on the third time I called, she said, well, and I'll mention this to my manager or whoever.
Christine, you can look and see if that, find that letter from Alan Fisher.
I will.
Maybe we can try to duplicate the effort.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the report.
Okay, any discussion on the reports? Mr. Thompson?
Yes, back to what I've asked before.
Okay, which report was this, the highway report?
Yeah, the road department.
Okay.
I'm using to salt and what it cost us for the year. And manpower, part-time and full-time hours that was spent. So we have an idea for a following budget in case we have another ridiculous.
Well, one of the things we have is the snow trust, which we probably depleted somewhat.
Yeah.
Chris, I'll let you speak to that a little
bit
more.
Right. We did deplete it. We were down to about $20,000 at the end of January. However, one of the good things about the trust is whatever the road department has left over at the end of the previous year gets moved right into the snow trust. So that pays for our overtime, our salt.
Yeah.
Are great.
Okay.
Like
and most of the snow came in 2014, correct?
Correct.
That's majority of it.
Technicality.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
No, you probably right.
It seems like forever.
It does.
I should make out with the superintendent's report or something.
We slowly get reimbursed by FEMA, and I think the last reimbursement we received was $10,000, and that goes right into the snow trucks as well.
Okay. Because we did use the snow trust to do some of the cleanup.
We did.
We were allowed to, and we did use that.
Okay. I have a question for you, Christine. Do they plan on picking up the rest of the Christmas tree if they're under the snow?
Yes, they do plan on picking up the Christmas tree. I will remind them.
I think we have to wait for a little more snow.
Probably.
To go. I don't even know if mine was picked
there
up.
There were, yeah. We know.
If not, they sure got my truck.
Right, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. We have the sewer committee.
Okay, real quick. I received, I don't know when you made contact with us, but I received an email on the 24th of February with an updated plan. I don't know if everybody remembers what we talked about. I'll give this to Christine if you have it.
I have it.
Okay. Well, we talked, when we met in January, we talked about the lines going like this. backward on South Prospect Street towards 57 at a different pitch. He had it going to a manhole that would, from that manhole would have to cut through somebody's yard, and we were talking about the easement. We also talked to him about seeing if he could go all the way up to that one intersection, and that is, what is that road, Ron?
South Prospect and Flash.
Okay, there. So this is what I have. I have an updated version of that design, and he does go up to where we asked him to. So what we need to do is we need to get the property owner of that little Quick Mart that's there, Quick Mart, H&R Block.
Right, where Meisen's Bakery is?
Yeah. We need to get an easement through that parking lot so that we can hook up to an existing manhole. It's the same amount of pipe, only it's a more direct route. So I would ask that Christine contact the owner of that property and enter discussions for an easement. I think I would have to talk to Judy about that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about not having the property owner incur any cost in this process. So
right.
Like if he had to have his deed refiled,
mm-hmm.
that the borough would pay for that. So we would incur all the costs. He's just given us written permission, I guess. I don't know if he has to go through his attorney or how that works out. Or he just signs an agreement letter with the borough that's drafted by the attorney. But the quicker we move on this, the quicker we can get that problem fixed. Thank you very much.
And that would be done
soon? Well, we plan on starting as soon as the fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we can get permission on the easement, he's going to start with the final plans.
Okay. And we've gotten all reports
how much is the
correspondence from the sewer engineer that we were lacking last time we spoke?
Well, this is it right here.
Okay, that's everything?
This is everything.
Okay.
And now his next step is that he needs permission for an easement so he can finalize the
okay.
He told us in the sewer meeting, Paul was there, Rich was there, that the money that we put away for the last 2 years to fix that problem should be enough
Not
money
okay.
to cover the cost of the
Is that your
so that's
question?
So that's that means like the whole whatever equipment's involved in tearing up the parking lot and putting in the pipes and it's the construction and the engine, it's the engineering cost, it's everything.
Right, we talked about the sewer department, and Kevin got back to you and said that they could do it,
correct?
Okay.
Now, we would have to amend our contract with Veolia because they're going to be taking care of this right here. That it would be their contractor actually doing the work because they are repairing or making upgrades to our
existing sewer
system.
Right. Okay.
The key word.
Okay.
And have a quick check. I don't know.
So is that money like encumbered? Where is that money that we
that
put
money
aside?
Was set aside.
I know, for the past 2 years.
It hasn't been encumbered. Encumbered means that it's going to be spent. You know, we've already decided on it. This money is set aside in a
right.
trust.
But like, where's the money? That's what I'm saying.
It's here.
It's in a trust.
It's in sewer.
Sewer.
It's in sewer capital, I think.
Correct.
Yes, so it's in there. So he told us that before he does anything, once we get the permission for the easement, he's going to have to provide us a not to exceed letter.
Okay.
So, and he feels confident we're putting all that new pipe in and running that we will have more than enough money.
And he feels confident this is going to work.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
What he's doing is he's taking a whole section of flow out of the siphon and sending it somewhere else. Into another manhole that
downhill
into another pump station. Yeah, downhill. That is barely used and it's been in there for like 20 years and it gets practically nothing. I think Kevin said it ran 4 hours last year.
Wow.
So I mean that to tell you it gets absolutely nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, sounds optimistic.
Okay.
We have on this subject. How we make out with Quick Check with their the hookup and stuff with them?
I did include that in my manager's report.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're on
that. Yeah.
They are interested in hooking up. However, the original contribution that was discussed 2 years ago is off the table. And I had asked council if they wanted myself and the engineer to renegotiate that because we both feel that there should be some
kind of contribution from QuickTrip.
Absolutely.
For the wastewater management plan.
I think we were talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000.
That's correct. That's what was in the minutes. I went back to read those minutes.
Offer them $49,900.
Actually,
and it's three sub.
Actually, can we talk about this in the open? Or would you think that would need to go into executive session?
Yeah, we might be getting into contract.
Right, into contract with those issues.
Right, right, never mind it. I have a number in my head.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we have no new, old business. That brings us to new business. On your desk this evening was a resolution, 1-2014. Establish a cat bank?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Should we do a roll call on this one?
Yes.
Roll call, please?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do 31 and 32 together, redemptions of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on those? And a roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
34-2014, transfer of reserve appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this one?
Yeah, I have a question. What's this additional expense for municipal court? I mean, I thought that was like a figure that we paid for.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Last year when we put the court number in the municipal budget, we missed other expenses.
And that other block.
And that's $7,500. So we have to pay that to them.
Okay. Okay, well.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
We have the renewal of the agreement with the United Methodist Church for the parking lot.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Okay, I guess a roll call on that one, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Make the motion to pay the bill.
Second.
All right. We've had a discussion on the vouchers.
I met with Christine yesterday. Did we, I have two questions. Well, the one I didn't ask you, but the other one, did you find out the answer about the utilities, remember?
She put it in the wrong spot. We're going to move in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then on the very front page, well, actually the very last page, sorry, 14, it says the GFMS system did not reflect the $150,000, but where was it in the voucher list? Like the sewer one, I could find the $80,000 in the list, and it was taken out, you know, I could see. But
right.
Where's this $150,000?
It is here because I saw it, but it will take me a minute to find it.
Page 9.
Where's page?
9.
9.
Yes. It was voided and then put back in, but unfortunately it didn't void out of the
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't see it. That was all I had. Okay. Thank you.
Any others?
Sure. Page 8, right top. You have a $96 water bill for Vera Field from January 9th to February 15th.
Must be a leak in there, huh?
Do you want to pay it, or would you like me to pull it and investigate it first? I agree. I don't know. It's a nice skating rink. I don't know why I'd have to look.
I thought all water was shut off.
And there was
it should be. I can
pull the
bill.
That's my daughter and the dog in the walk-in.
charge the...
I'd say pay it and...
We'll be in charge.
Yeah, yeah, let us know what it is, please.
Because DPW...
All you can do is get a credit.
Instead of included with all the other utilities, into the utility budget.
Anything else?
So we should get...
Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, I accept fire company and rescue squad.
As you saw on your desk today, there is the 2014 municipal data sheet. We need to introduce it prior to March 14th, so I guess we need to schedule a brief meeting just to introduce that.
Is it correct?
All the changes that we had discussed at the last budget meeting have been made, and I went over them with Janine. I would ask that within the next few days, you take a look. If you see anything that we missed, it's not there, let me know. We can make the change. And then whatever council would like to do next week, prior to Friday, we can have a brief meeting to introduce the budget. Keep in mind, we can make changes after introduction, because we have 28 days before we can adopt. And we're still waiting for police numbers, but we need to introduce by the 14th.
I would suggest next Thursday, then. Give us a little more time to do it. So.
Township meeting tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's Thursday. Is there recreation that night?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesdays?
Wednesday.
Rich can't make it. I was going to suggest Tuesday, next Tuesday myself, a week from tonight.
I won't be able to make it.
Okay, you wouldn't be able to. Wednesday?
But Wednesday, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thursday, I can do Thursday. It doesn't matter. It's only brief, real brief meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else can make Thursday?
You can make Thursday?
Yeah. I can make Thursday.
Okay. Is it
this coming Thursday?
What time?
Not the 6th. Oh. It'll be the
13th.
13th?
Okay.
What time?
7.
13th, that's the first.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay with 7?
So actually, with all the numbers, Chris, can I ask a couple of questions real quick? So you took out the 3,000 that we saw, right, for the down payment, right? So now the new numbers are, like on your cover sheet from before, so now the new numbers are the rate is actually down to 1.4657, and it's a decrease. If you look at, what is this page?
I don't have it in front of me.
It was a decrease. We did come up with a decrease.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was when I spoke to her yesterday. It was still a little bit. It was a one.
She had the old
a 1 cent increase yesterday.
That was before the budget. The last budget.
No. You said yesterday it was a 1 cent, but it's actually a decrease.
A decrease
yeah.
of 1 cent.
Yeah.
1.5, isn't it? Or?
No.
0.008. Not even 1 cent.
What page are you on? I'm sorry.
Sheet 3B3.
CB is what?
3B?
3B-3.
Oh, 3B-3.
C3PO.
I don't have a 3B3.
It's the explanatory statement, the budget message. It's a comparison of the tax rate.
3B2.
Sheet 3B3.
It's just the page numbers didn't print out on all these. That's the thing.
It's underneath. You probably don't see it. The page number is underneath the square.
Is it 3B2 or 3D2?
Yeah,
3B as in boy dash 3.
I got it right here.
Yeah, okay.
That's
right. Where is it?
So you see the 2014 rate in the far right column. It shows you the decrease of 0.008. See that?
Yeah,
I'm 3B2. No, 3B2. Yeah, that's not that one. That's
the one.
There.
Okay.
So this is
yes.
the new tax rate.
You don't look nothing like mine.
You're talking about the budget message?
Yeah.
There's two different 3B2 pages here.
It's 3B3.
He's got 3B2 that looks nothing like mine.
I'm not on page 2, 3B2.
Three. It's above the note. If you look, the page number is above the note.
I see it right here.
Okay.
why I took it off.
Yeah, .00886, whatever, right?
Right, that's correct, yeah. So there is a minor decrease, that's right.
Okay.
That's good.
Minor, I thought it was going like 1.00.
No, she said yesterday when I spoke with her,
we were up higher.
Oh, yeah, you were up higher, a 1 cent increase.
No, we weren't.
But that's from the old meeting before.
No, this was after the meeting.
Well, this is after Tom Ferry reviewed this budget today. So there were some things that we had to account for that weren't in the previous budget. Included contribution towards health insurance. Natasha had missed that, or both had missed that.
Oh.
So this is after Tom Ferry's review of the budget.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's not the thing. It's a decrease.
It is a decrease.
We may have had that 1 cent decrease, and then we added 10,000 for extra pothole repair.
No.
That could be the difference.
But was it building maintenance?
True.
No.
There was some in that, too.
Right. It was pothole repair, but we were told we were going to get $3,000 for hot patch from where?
From where?
If that's the case, I would change it from 10 to 7.
No, wait. Where is that 10 coming from? Christine, you said it was going to, we weren't going to reduce the chemicals under DPW, under
right.
Streets and roads.
And we didn't, because we have plenty of money there.
So she's not taking 10,000 from anywhere.
I decreased it 3,000 elsewhere.
Right. But we were right at, last week we were right at 37.4.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the changes that the auditor and Natasha made, or at negative.
Well, it's good that we looked at this.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few days to look at it.
Yeah, I would
call Christine.
Yeah.
And
My point was to everyone. First of all, I think it was a very good budget, and some of my questions. Yeah. Everyone else had similar questions and reductions. But I still think the chemicals, the 50,000, can be reduced. So if everyone could look at that, that's where they're going to keep the money for the pothole patch, because we definitely need that. But I still think, given what they spent last year, we don't need it at 50,000. But since we already have a decrease, I don't have a problem,
Yeah, the roads are terrible. We didn't have a winter like we had last year.
Yeah, we haven't had a winter like this in 5-10 years.
Yeah, Broad Street's like a whole city. 20.
It's hard.
Oh, I know. I'm telling my streets, forget about it.
There's so many roads that have potholes.
Anyway, we'll find the additional $3,000 somewhere.
So what's this additional $3,000 for?
Listen, we were at one penny after our a penny and some change. After that, I went driving some of these streets, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
So I was rattled to my senses, I guess. So I came back and I said, we probably should put $10,000 more.
Right, but we don't have to do that, because we're using it out of chemicals, that line item. So we don't have to find the $3,000. That's where you're throwing me for a loop. I don't know what you mean.
So I told her, I went to Christine, and I told everybody at the last council meeting that I would say, all right, listen, we need to put $10,000 back into the budget for hot patch. Specifically for hot patch.
Right.
And Christine needs to find $3,000 somewhere else so that we would still be at a penny. Now, I understand what she's saying. She did. Tom reviewed this. Tom Ferry reviewed this and said, hey, you got to put money here for this, you got to put money here for that. That's statutory. Okay, that's fine. We'll just find some place to take it out that's not statutory.
Exactly. Not a problem.
And we can do that by next Thursday.
My point is, you don't have to find that $3,000. Why didn't he still have to find $3,000?
To make it a.
It was a deal that he made. But the budget is reduced,
right.
And
yeah,
we found
sure.
The $3,000 because we.
But she made that. She's saying that she. The whole council, don't say it was my deal. Everybody was here. Don't say it was my.
You suggested.
I'm only one vote.
And then also
she did that, and she found that, and then Tom reviewed the budget.
I get that. Yeah.
So the money that we put back in there was actually only $7,000 versus the $3,000.
Right, but we didn't.
Right. We understand.
Whatever you say, I know what she and I did. How about that?
So I actually want one penny.
Me too.
I want a penny.
I did
.014 off.
We're very near.
Yeah.
So you still want it? You want a little bit more reduced?
Yeah.
And right. I'm telling you, take it out of chemicals.
Okay. Well, maybe we might have to do that.
No, that's the only place where there's a little bit of wiggle room for a little money. If you look at every line.
Other places, I'm sure. We have a whole week to review.
Okay. All right.
More than a week.
Okay. Well, we could rip. Anyway.
Well, we got ourselves a...
So what time Thursday?
7.
7 o'clock.
What is that, March what?
13.
Thank you.
And that brings us to our recap.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I go back one more thing?
Sure.
When are we going to get police numbers, though? Like, have we reached out to them?
We've reached out to them several times, and they say that...
They're in violation of our agreement.
Yeah, we'll get it in April.
Yeah, when they had their first budget meeting towards the end of January, early February, when they're comfortable, they will get...
Well, I have something to bring up under council remarks on that.
Okay. All right. Because it's the same thing as last year. I mean, we're under this. We got to introduce ours by a certain date. We need to have numbers. I don't get it.
Doesn't in any way. Because they're going to do it. So it's what?
They're not. Okay. What do we have on your recap list?
Okay. Would council like to appoint Hope Holland back as Alliance Coordinator?
The one part of it, with her living in Ewing, does that present any issues?
No.
Okay, that's the only question that I have about
it. She has deep roots here. She works at the school.
Right, so I just want to make sure there isn't some requirement that she lives in one of the communities.
I didn't know we had a choice in that. Said.
Well, I mean, you can have it if you'd like.
Find out the usage of the salt that we've gone through since the beginning of winter.
Beginning of the season.
November.
So we have an idea of numbers for next year.
And the hours and the cost. Remind DPW about the Christmas trees. I will reach out to the Quick Mart owner to discuss a possible easement through his parking lot. I will discuss it with Judy, and there will be no cost to the property owner. Reach out to the Warren Reporter and see if I can find the previous letter from Alan Fisher. There's two things I just wanted to update council on really quick while I have them in my notes. The Mill Pond Dam. I know Paul had asked me the other day. Dawson is meeting with the road super Monday, Tuesday. They're going to go out there and take a look what needs to be done maintenance-wise, come up with some numbers so we can do the analysis for council. Mm-hmm. And I did contact DPW and the engineer regarding the signs for Park Street, and they are looking at that as well.
The handicap signs?
That was a...
Danger.
Yes, dangerous curve sign.
Oh, okay.
Is that what we call?
Well, I have the Fairfield and the water usage, and then the budget meeting next week, and that's it.
Okay. That brings us to council remarks. Since Mr. Higgins is chomping at the bit there, so we'll let him go first.
Did anybody on the council know that the police department hired 5 new employees called resource officers? They are dressed as police. They are retired police officers. Mm-hmm. They are dressed in a uniform, and during the day, they have a vehicle tied up.
Yep,
park out in front of the schools.
I didn't know they had a vehicle tied up, and only two of them was I made aware of.
Each one of them has a vehicle.
Yep.
That's 5 vehicles. I was told there's
and
one
how many
at,
schools are there?
I was told that there's one at the senior high.
Two.
Yeah.
Two at the senior high?
Yes, sir.
There's one over here at Taylor Street, one at the middle school,
yep,
and one at
Memorial.
As a matter of fact, someone had told me that there's 5 new police vehicles, brand new vehicles.
Are they new or leased?
Now, where was that in the budget from last year?
But aren't
the schools paying for
But the schools are paying for right, it. It's just like me asking for the schools pay for them.
The schools paying for them?
Yes.
Paying for the vehicles?
Yes, we've had this conversation previously.
Okay, but the vehicles?
Yeah, that's the one
The vehicles, I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, that's
the one
what
right
was
here
of concern to me, right.
So. Out in front of the school and with the snowbank that's been out there? You can barely get by. That's that.
Have a tote.
They're there for.
Good luck.
They're there all day.
Security.
Yeah, security.
The interesting thing is, one of the complaints I heard recently was about people dropping off their kids in front of Taylor Street, you know, in the middle of the road and everything like that, and creating a nuisance and a hazard to the kids. If there's a police officer right there, why doesn't he go out and take care of that?
He's in the building where it's warm.
Yeah, he's a ghost officer.
Yeah, the one at the high school's in the building.
He's there for 8 hours.
Or at least the vehicles, all day long.
They're there at a high school basketball game.
They're at the high school, two of them at the high school.
Well, normally when they have a sporting event, they hire the police department.
Yeah, and they hire them for this new security thing, but, you know, you're still, taxpayers are still paying for them. It's just in that budget, they're paying for twice.
But especially if there's new vehicles.
It's not our budget.
Then we're gonna be paying for it.
Can you check, Christine, the agreement that we signed with them when we were supposed to be provided our numbers? And send an email to Mr. DeBoer, reminding him of that? Because we can't complete our budget until we have.
And copy the attorney.
Yeah, please, you copy the attorney.
Good.
Both. I see that online, the rec commission is advertising for a rec director. They were satisfied with what we had given them?
Yeah, yeah.
And with that, a time clock. Remember we had.
Right.
That's on my list too.
It's on my list.
Go ahead, you can address it.
Are we gonna get one?
Yes.
The hand type?
I haven't made a decision yet.
What is it, that's on your?
That's the most practical, nobody can punch anybody else out unless they got their handprint.
Okay.
You know, if you're working, you're punched in, if you're not working, you're punched out.
That is the advantage of that.
They can use their number also, but you gotta get it mainly for that thumbprint.
Thumbprint.
If you don't get it for the thumbprint, they can, we have one at our job.
That's right.
They don't have to put their thumbprint, they can put their number.
Oh, no, well, we can't at our job.
Depends on the machine.
Right, that's what I said.
Question.
She has to get the actual one.
Is that one or two?
You'd have to get two, one at the pool for all those workers.
No, I'm saying one here at the Borough Hall, one for DPW.
Right.
Then you need three, because I think you need one at the pool.
You need three locations, right.
Why did she say one at the pool?
Well, what about the library then?
Library is not.
They take care of their own.
Oh, they take it, okay.
They take care of their own.
I also think that, I mean, see how much they are, Christine. I also think that we should probably do a resolution thanking Dorothy Repsher for 14 years of service to the Borough with the municipal lines. And what, the last one is the maintenance agreement, the contract, you know, for the, with the shared service agreement with Franklin Township, Washington Township, and us on the maintenance of the trailer, roller, and paving machine.
Mm-hmm.
Have we gotten the trailer fixed? Do we know what it's going to cost?
No, we have not had it fixed yet. We're waiting for the weather to break.
Okay.
I believe it's stuck where it is.
Yeah, it is. Right. Okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Jones. Liz, are we going to do anything about taking down the handicap signs that are not in the proper places?
That has to be done by ordinance.
I know, it was discussed last meeting.
They're not from the streets committee?
Just a note to follow up on and see if we.
We can have a streets committee meeting on Thursday the 13th at 7:30.
Okay.
7:30, street committee.
Got it. Also, at our last meeting, when the people were here about having their vehicles towed, and so there was a comment made that they were told by the police department that the police department was not in favor of this ordinance. I believe you were going to make some inquiries about that, or was I mistaken?
I don't recall that.
No.
But okay. If council wishes, I can have a discussion with Chief McDonald.
Well, I just don't think it's a proper thing for the police department to be telling the citizens that
I agree.
Having their vehicles towed, and no, we're not in favor of this, and we're not doing that type of thing.
And put that at the bottom of your letter requesting numbers and P.S.
Yeah. And just one other thing, across the street from me up in Harding, there's a vacant house, and the kids now have to walk in the streets because the sidewalk's not shoveled. I mentioned this to Rudy last week, and he said they were supposed to be getting some streets, people to do those sidewalks. But the kids are walking in the street now. I'm afraid they're going to twist their ankle on a pothole.
Which one?
There isn't paper down there.
Do you have a house number?
I think it's 107.
It is 107.
Okay.
You both live on the same street?
Yeah.
If you don't size.
Just tell them don't bother the deer behind the house, all right?
Right. Yeah, 18 deer standing in this front yard. It's better be made.
Mr. Thompson.
Just the pothole situation, and a lot of people complaining about some of the streets ain't wide enough to plow them. That's about it.
Standard stuff. Mrs. Gleba.
All right, I'm going to piggyback on their stuff. But when the streets committee meets about the street ordinance, because we definitely, we sent you recommendations, but if you could also look into the handicap sign, and then also, again, tying into what you're saying with the snow thing. Like, yes. Can we, I know the mayor, we got, the Hackettstown has, during right. the snow time, that it's either just one side. I agree, people are totally confused now since we changed the ordinance by saying you can park on the streets all the time. I think something has got to be done when we have these situations. So maybe you could look into or consider amending the snow ordinance portion so that right. perhaps in from December through April, there's no parking at all on the streets, or you just have one side of the street. But I think something needs to be done. Emergency vehicles can't get through. I know this past week there was a car accident because of the way these cars are parked on the street with the snowbanks. But really, something has got to be addressed. It's out of hand.
You brought up last council meeting about Carlton Avenue. They're parked on both sides, and you can't get
them. Yeah, you can't, yeah. I mean, even coming out of here, if you go down, what is it, Church Street, and make a right onto Jack, you know, where the crowd is, I mean, you...
We did request that the streets committee, you know, yeah, do a recommendation
I think we need to amend the snow ordinance portion of the streets.
Yeah, but I think we just need to put a big sign that says, when it snows, you can't park on the roof.
Well, again, basically, that's what it probably should be. There'll be a lot of signs.
Well,
a lot of
the entrances.
Anyways, if you can, I just think I know with the whole codification, the code book committee's got to start meeting and presenting more to you folks. But I think we almost need to make introduce the amendments to the street ordinance before the whole. We were going to do one big ordinance with all the changes. I almost think this needs to take a priority and be a new, ordinance introduced.
Streets Committee will meet on the 13th at 7:30, and we will have a recommendation to the council on the snow at the next meeting after that.
Well, also, I'd like to ask or make a motion if we could have a letter written to the prosecutor and the... I don't know, maybe a separate letter to the chief of police regarding Vanetta. I mean, it's in court, that street, and it's gone. The judge has, given them an extension in time?
I did follow up with our code enforcement officer after you and I met yesterday, and the judge requested additional time to review all of the evidence.
Okay.
So that's why the trial is being held on March 10th in the afternoon.
Okay, you don't think it'll be postponed again then? You think it'll
I can't tell you what the judge will or will not
do. Do you think it would be beneficial to have a letter from the governing body saying, something's got to be done?
The code officer and I agree that, yes, it would be beneficial.
All right, I'd like to make a motion that to direct the manager to work with the attorney to draft the proper letter to the prosecutor.
There a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Any abstentions?
And if anyone wants to go, it's March 10th is the court date.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Now I know that that's a Monday. I won't be able to make it.
Anything else, Mrs. Gibbs?
That's it, thank you.
Mr. Torres?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any update on, from our municipal land use attorney on the title searches for the properties over there?
I don't know, we should discuss that in the open right now.
I agree.
Okay.
If you'd like to have an executive...
Rephrase that question, was there progress?
Yes.
So, okay, so maybe we can, if there's an exec, discuss it.
Would you like to have an exec tonight?
Sure.
Okay, we can do that. Anything else, Mr. Torres?
No.
Mrs. Conway?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, neither do I. And I would accept a motion for an executive session after a 10-minute break for purposes of, what would that be? Litigation?
Litigation and contract...
Contract negotiations for the, quick check.
Okay.
Litigation? Yeah, I'm done with that.
All right, so do we have that motion?